And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I think you're going to like this program. Yes, I think you're going to like this program because I'm going to cover some very important things that apply to you, your life. Yes, yes, we all have our own life. You know, when all is said and done, ladies and gentlemen, there's all the football games and the baseball games and the hockey games and the new movies and the new music that comes out. And, you know, you've got all these things, new iPhones coming out. But when all is said and done, ladies and gentlemen, you have a life. When you're lying on your deathbed, and ready to cross over the border between mortality and some sort of immortality. Yes, our soul does not die. When you're lying on your deathbed, the iPhones, the music, the movies, who won the World Series or who won the Super Bowl, or it's going to be absolutely meaningless. Those things are going to be totally meaningless. And there you are, taking your breaths. You see? And what you are, at that last moment is the sum total of your existence, the character you have developed, the character developed over a lifetime. So my question to you is, are you developing character or are you losing your character? Are you better now than you were a year ago or 5 years ago? Are you more patient? Are you more patient? Are you more thoughtful? Are you wiser? See? Are you a better mom? Are you a better husband? Do you have long-suffering, kindness, virtue, honor, dignity? See? And how about the things around you, the extension of you, of your spiritual well-being? How about your health, your family relationships, your work and so on? Do those reflect that you are gaining in character, gaining in virtue? See, or are you losing your virtue? See, every time, yes, every time you take your drugs, smoke your marijuana, every time you resent somebody, every time you engage in promiscuous sex or go to your naughty internet places, every time you're impatient with other people, every time you are dishonest and a little bit phony with people, every time you secretly judge somebody, yes, every time you, dare I use the word sin? I know you don't like that term. A lot of people don't like it. But I have to use it. See, every time you miss the mark, in other words, you throw away a little piece of character, a little piece of your soul. See? You lose character. And so, as I said, I'm going to talk about important things. See? So I'm not going to talk about who won the World Series or who's going to win the Super Bowl or what the latest movie is or what the latest Android or mobile device or iPhone is. I'm not going to talk about any of those things. See, the latest app. I am going to talk instead about the state of your existence. Now, let's begin. Now, remember I said that all of these trivial things are basically unimportant. See, so what is important? See, what is important? Shall we talk about what is important? Okay, I will. So you better stay tuned. See, I told you it was going to be a good program. My name is Roland, and I shall return after this important announcement.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. My name is Roland. We're talking about important things. Okay, and so the question is, what is important? What is important? Well, what is important would be, for example, how patient you are with your children. Are you impatient? Are you impatient? See, if you are not, see, God is patient, okay? And if you, as a human being, walk in God's light, His inner light, then you would see in that inner light the need for patience. See, you would see the need for patience. And you would also see that you don't have patience, that you are impatient. See? Do you get angry if somebody cuts in front of you in traffic? Do you become irritable if traffic slows down? See? Do you become impatient with your child when they have a question or when they don't understand? See? If you are not endlessly patient, then that means that you are somehow separated from that inner light, because in that inner light, A, you would see the need for patience. B, you would see that you would have seen that you don't have patience. And in that inner light, if you didn't flee from the inner light, if you didn't hate the inner light, if you didn't hate the truth, see, we all, what's the old expression? It's kind of funny. Somebody said, when somebody does something to us and we cry, justice, justice, we want justice. But when we do something wrong, then we say, mercy, mercy, see? So most of us, we don't like the truth when it shines upon us, see? If somebody points out that something that you did wrong, well, you don't like it. We tend to bristle, don't we? We tend to bristle. But let's say you accept that inner light. It shows you that you're wrong, that you don't have patience. You see that you don't have patience, yet you see the need for patience. See, and you yearn to change. See, if you see as a mom, as a dad, that you don't have patience, you see that you don't. You become quickly impatient. Then you cover it up, of course. See, you're good at covering it up. See, then you act nice, or you make some excuse. You know, well, I'm tired. Mommy's tired. Daddy had a long day at work. See? You make some excuse, or you just change the subject. You act nice, and you give them money, or you give them cookies or something. And children are very forgiving, so they forget. They quickly forget. See, they quickly forget that you were impatient. Although in the long run, they won't. See, we'll talk about that later. But in the short run, they forget. So you change the subject. Very clever. See, you're very clever. Very clever at protecting your ego, your pride, making yourself look good. You go out in public and you dress in a certain way and talk in a certain way, and you're so good at fooling other people into thinking that you're wonderful. See? But like I said, when we're lying on our deathbed, the fact that we fooled other people won't do us any good. In fact, it's another, you throw away more character. You throw another piece of your soul away when you try to fool other people. See? All right. But the opposite is not the answer either. Some people say, well, I'm just no good, so I'm just going to eat and drink and booze and take drugs and be rotten. And no, that's not the answer either. See, that's another extreme. Somewhere between the extremes, there has to be an answer. And the answer is this, that when you see in the inner light, when you quietly see in your heart that you don't have patience, okay, you see that. But you see the need for patience. You need patience, especially with your children, with your partner, with other people. See? Even as when you were a child, you needed someone to be patient with you, but they didn't have patience, did they? No. So you see that need, then you see that you don't have it, so you yearn for patience. You yearn to change. You see that you need to change, and you yearn. With all your heart, you yearn to change. And you also see that you can't change yourself. See? So now you see that you don't have patience. You see that you need patience. You see that you can't give yourself patience and you can't change yourself. Then all you can do is quietly regret the way you are and yearn to be different. Now that is the sincere cry of the soul. The sincere, quiet cry of the soul. The soul's cry is quiet and without complaint. And God hears that. See, it's sincere. And then, all of a sudden one day, you see that you've changed. Not of your own self, of your own will, but God changed you. See, now wouldn't that be beautiful? That would be. Well, that's what you need. See, it's like magic. Magic! See, everything that God does is magic. A leaf, the way the leaf absorbs the light from the sun millions of miles away and makes something of it, of that. A little bit part earth, part heaven, you see? Well, you should be the same way, like the tree. You should get light from not the earthly sun, but the spiritual sun from God. See, and that light can then compose, build a new you, a new inner self, a new inner character. And so, at some point, you're ready to make the transition. See, from death to life. Ladies and gentlemen, I shall be right back. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. Welcome back. Yes, I had live chat the other day with a lady who has been having dreams that are troubling. And she wanted to know what the meaning was. Well, I saw to some extent what the meaning of the dreams is, and I told her a little bit. But then she went on and on, and finally I said, don't make it too important. It's not that important. Just wonder about the dream. Don't try to figure it out. Don't go to some weird psychic that tries to tell you what they mean, or some busybody sticks their nose in and tries to tell you what it means. Just quietly go about your life and wonder what it means. Quietly wonder. Don't try to figure it out. Just have it as a question and wonder about it. And maybe one day God will help you to know what it means. See? Or it will become unimportant. Either you'll just see that it's not important, you'll forget about it, or if there is something to learn from the dream, then God will make you to know someday. But in the meantime, just live your life. See, don't live in fantasy. Fixating on dreams is just another escape. It's another distraction. See, it's another distraction. So I told her, I said, live the good life. Work, study, be with other people, volunteer. Be honest, fair, brave, kind. Don't resent other people. Live the good life. Don't make the dream too important. And then she said, well, it sounds so easy. See, she was being a little bit cynical. But it is easy. See, it is easy. So you heard what I said. You see that you don't have virtue, then regret what you see about yourself. Be sorry in your heart. Wish you could be different. Realize you can't change yourself. You can't give yourself virtue. Yet you see that you need it to deal with other people properly, with your children, your spouse. See, and yearn to be different. Realize that you can't change yourself. And then one day God hears that. That's honest. That's sincere. That's a sincere cry of the soul. And God will answer. Okay? See how simple that is? All right. So you say, yes, Roland, that is simple. Very simple. But why haven't you found it? Because you're always escaping. See? Partially, it's your own fault. It's your own weakness. See, we're inherently, we have an ego. Inherently. See, it's not your fault that you have an ego. Okay? It's not your fault that you're egotistical and that you inherently shy away from the light. See, a lot of people, they shy away from truth. Somebody points something out about them. Hey, your shoelace is untied. See, we say, well, oh, thank you, but we sometimes bristle, right? We don't like having something about us pointed out. So we shy away from the truth. We shy away from God. So that's inherited. But, see, so that's the way you're born. Okay, and it's probably necessary to some extent. That way you can grow as an ego animal. See, if you were too close to the light, you wouldn't grow. So separated from the light, you grow as an animal. So you need tease, a little bit of tease and challenges to grow. Other people provide plenty of tease and challenges. So you grow as an ego. Hopefully, if you come from a decent home, you have decent parents that are protective of you. Not overly protective, but keep you away from corruption, and they don't corrupt you themselves, then you grow up to be a natural ego, a big natural ego. See, so then you grow from being you've grown from being a cute little ego into being a big natural ego. Now most of us grow on to become big, not nasty egos, disgusting egos, okay, prideful ones. But let's say you're a big natural ego. Okay, well, there you are. So now you go out in life and you work and you get married, you have kids, you go to work, all that kind of stuff, see? And then you begin to see, as time goes by, you begin to see that something more is needed. Your natural human goodness, your natural, what natural character you have, hopefully, see, like I said, if you had came from a good home and what you weren't totally corrupted, you still have some character left. See, you see that it's good, it takes you a long way, natural courage, natural honor, decency, those kinds of things, see. You see that you have some of that, and those are good, see, but you see that something else is needed, especially you men, you'll see that with your wife and your kids, you need more than just being a good guy, something more is needed. See, so then you begin to search, some of us begin to search for answers, not all of us, but some of us do. Okay, and then we begin to find suffering. See, most people suffer as egos and they resent the suffering. See, other people suffer and they cry out, "What, Lord, why, what have I done?" See, that's like David. Remember David? David didn't blame God and feel bitter and accuse God of this and that. See, instead, David said, "Lord, I messed up. Show me what I've messed up, and see, and help me not to mess up anymore." Okay. Well, so the point is that then, if you sincerely begin to search for answers, then you begin to find answers. Okay. So, but now, what is it that keeps us from God? Well, like I said, we're natural ego, so that part you can't help. Okay. But the other thing is we shy away from truth. See, but then at a certain point, some of us stop shying away from truth. But before we're ready, and I can't tell you when people will be ready. Usually it takes a whole bunch of suffering before people finally are driven to their knees, hit the low spot. They're laying in the gutter, and they're saying, "Okay, what have I done wrong?" You see what I mean? But even that won't bring, or they have this big, super big health problem or something. Their wife divorces them, and all these things happen. Then finally, they begin to cry out for real answers. Okay, well, that's good. But after this announcement, I'll tell you some more about what keeps us from the real answers all along the way. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. We're talking about finding salvation. See, I promised you we'd be talking important things. So what keeps us from answers? Well, first of all, we're always escaping from the truth. We're escaping from the moment. From the moment. From the eternal now. From right now where they inner light. In the inner light, even as I speak. See, as I'm here speaking, your soul is listening to what I'm saying. You know, you could quietly say, yes, I see. I see that I don't have patience. I don't have love. You can see those things as I'm saying them. Okay? So the same light in which I speak is the same light is in you. The same light that's in me is in you. But your problem has always been that you run from it. See, where did you run? How did you escape from the light, the incriminating light? See, the dashes illusions, see, and pipe dreams, and reveals you the truth about yourself, which you've been avoiding your whole life. So where do we escape, typically? Well, first of all, we escape into thinking. See, we escape into thinking, into imagination, daydreams, planning, dreaming, and scheming, reliving the past and rehearsing the future. We escape into thinking. Thinking about something and analyzing it is a substitute for simply seeing it in the light. See, in the light you could see, just like a leaf. A leaf reaches toward the sun. The sun shines upon the leaf. Something good happens. See? Likewise, we could just become still and then see what the truth is. Just see it. Realize it deeply and profoundly. Oh, I see. You know, the aha moment type of thing. See, yeah, we like the aha moments when it comes to a scientific discovery or getting a joke or something, the eureka moment. But when it comes to seeing the truth about our wrong, oh, I see that I'm wrong. See, that's why St. Augustine, remember Augustine? I wrote a book about him. Augustine, that's why he was such a nice person. Because he realized he was wrong and he realized that God was showing him that he was wrong, and he didn't resent seeing that he was wrong. He didn't resent it. See, he was glad to see that he was wrong, because that way he could become better. So we escape into thinking, see, into imagination, or then we use things as substitutes for thinking and imagination. So we escape into television, into the internet. See, we escape into entertainment, into music. We escape into texting, into emails. See? We escape into all these distractions. We misuse everything. We can even misuse work to escape. Escape, escape, escape. Like Francis Thompson's great poem, you know, I fled. Hound of heaven, you know, I fled. You remember the Francis Thompson poem, I fled him down. I can't remember how it goes. It was a beautiful poem. But that's what we do. We're escape artists. So you have to learn to become still and sit still for the truth. That's why you need to get my meditation. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. All right, so if you want to start building some character and coming back to God, you need to learn to be still and not escape. Okay, and that's where my meditation will help you. The beautiful four-part meditation I just talked about is very, very nice. Very nice. You can get it online or you can get the CD. You could also start with my little easy meditation. It's like 3 minutes long. Why don't you try that one? Go to easymeditation.tk. That's easymeditation.tk. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.